Assalamu alaikum and welcome back to Hausa Life, the show where we show you what Hausa Life is really like for Hausa students living here in the Holy City of Qom.
This is my husband, Muzaffar Abbas Haider.
And this is my wife, Sayyida Fatima Ali, and our daughter, Mumtaz Ma'asuma
Haider, aka Doha.
She's not here right now.
Yeah, she's...
She's actually in the other room. We've got a friend to look after her so that we can actually do some filming.
Yeah, and not, actually not like the last few times where she's jumping on us and not letting us film. She walks.
Mashallah.
Mashallah.
She's walking now.
Talking. Not talking, but like blabbering all day long. Doha. What are you doing?
We are having Doha's first birthday in our house. And this is for Jashne Viladate Maula Ali. I mean, I've cooked. And this is the snacks. These are the return gifts. And this is something we have done. Oh my god.
She occasionally takes our phones and puts them into obscure locations so we can't find them for days on end. Right now, my phone is actually lost. So if anybody out there is thinking, this Muzaffar is so rude, he doesn't reply to any of my messages, yeah, that's why.
He's flawless.
Oh, yeah. So the month of Ramadan went really...
Well, really fast. It was our first really Ramadan, basically, like, fasting together.
Yeah.
Because last year I was feeding the baby, and last year I was in Canada, and last year I was in Canada. So the first year we were together, and how did you feel? Ramadan, me cooking every day.
It was lovely, honestly. For the last four Ramadans, month of Ramadans, I've just been alone in Qom, you know, and it's kind of lonely, especially in the holy month. You do have other friends, like God bless all of them. You have all the people, and I've always been looked after by my friends.
But still, your wife is your wife.
Yeah, your wife is your wife. When you're with a family, it's completely different. Yeah.
And we're having Ramadan, little iftar with our close friends. And I've been preparing everything from morning. These are all the prepared stuff. And this chicken's working in the oven. As you can see, all these Iranian cartoons.
Do you realize we haven't talked to these guys since we got a TV?
Oh.
That's how long it's been.
Don't give Baba his glasses back.
I got sick twice in the month of Ramadan.
A lot. He got sick a lot this Ramadan.
Yeah. Again,
the baby was sick as well. Oh my god, this few months have been, oh my god, the baby's been sick a lot as well. She's just been like vomiting, diarrhea, and then fever. The month of Ramadan went, and then guess where he took me for Eid? Mashhad. So I've been wanting to go to somewhere, because you know you're always at home and then doing the daily routine, cleaning, cooking and stuff. You feel like a change, right, sometimes, like, and the best place to go, it can't be better than Mashhad, right?
Basically, we're on the airport, Mehrabad Airport, and
where are we boarding now?
We're about to board the plane in
Java. We've reached Mashhad Airport.
Kesinadidam in jo kelomid bar
Mashhad is like, it's
Mashhad's beautiful. It, even this time that we went,
it's spiritual uplifting, and you, it's like a nice place as well. Like you can do other things as well, and of course, Imam Raza is there, so it's a beautiful place to go.
Yeah. No, Mashhad is just beautiful.
Yeah, she's really beautiful. We went to the zoo in Mashhad, and
I had no idea there was a zoo in Mashhad.
Yeah, it was quite cool. He loves zoos.
This might seem strange to some people because when they think of Mashhad, they think of the shrine. You know, they yeah. think of it as a holy city. There are people.
But I think because we live in Iran, well. We live in Iran, Qom, so we know the language. We feel like doing other stuff as well. So we do everything. Like we went to the haram for some time, then we went to the zoo, then we ate out. So a lot of things we did, alhamdulillah, everything. It was really fun.
So it's your last day at Mashhad, and feeling sad?
Yeah, you always feel sad when you're leaving Imam Ridha, but then, alhamdulillah, we're going to home. We're going to say the Masumah.
Yeah, to his sister, a part of his, right?
We're going back to home, alhamdulillah.
Back to our home. Feeling so good, right?
Yeah, it feels unusually good. Usually when you leave Imam Ridha, or any of the RA, in fact, you feel really like, oh, I don't want to leave.
Because we're going back to the UK or Canada.
But this time we're going back to home, so it's feels great. Two airports basically in Tehran. One is Imam Khomeini and one is Mehrabad.
So Mehrabad is inside the city for the local flight. And the main one, the Imam Khomeini airport, is for mostly international flights, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we got our luggage.
So once I actually went to the wrong airport.
Was it? Was it?
When I was new here, I didn't know that there were two airports. And I went to Imam Khomeini when I was supposed to go to Mehrabad. And
when?
It was a sad story.
Sometimes it happens that you're really settled, but then, you know, Allah has a plan of his own. So anyway, our landlord is telling us to leave the house.
Like, okay, they're really nice. They just, the thing is, we have a lot of people coming over, and then obviously they just live up above us, right? And there's just like a thin cardboard that separates our house from theirs. So when the baby cries, the noises go, and then when our friends come, the noises go. What happens is they just one day, Mustafa comes and tells me that the landlord, you know, they're a bit.
We spent a lot of time making this house, and
you guys saw how nice it was place. And how Sarah it should go.
Like did miracles with it and stuff, and we, you know, we changed the kitchen and we refitted the toilet and stuff like that. We fitted the carpets and everything.
So the landlord just told us it's better if you guys leave. It'll be good for us and them as well. So let's see what happens. Inshallah, if we get a new house, what do we do? So wait and watch. Inshallah. Simple done.
Yeah.
So that was it. Inshallah. See you next time. From my husband, Muzaffar Abbas Haider.
And from my wife, Sayyidah Fatima Ali.
And from our daughter, Loha.
We bid you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
بوده که منم امام رضایی شدم
نظرم همایی شدم ببین عجب گدایی شدم دعای ما